Hey everyone, welcome. Welcome to
Hey guys.
Oh, Grace,
hey.
What? Freak you out.
Caught me off guard.
Off Grace guard. Yeah. Welcome to the Saturday pod. We don't normally do this. This is new. We're figuring it out.
Yeah, I got a few messages from people. Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Because the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday podcast, it's a best of the radio show. But we come on and we do a little, hey, here you go, and yada, yada, yada. And we don't do that for Saturday and Sunday. And so people are like, guys, what's going on?
Can you do that little thing you do?
Yeah. Usually we just chuff off on the weekends. We've all got things that we want to do. But we do love you. We love you more than our friends and family. So
sometimes that's not hard.
It's got to be an argument for all three of us when we get home to our partners today.
Parents listen to this. So they'll be like, are you saying you like your podcast listeners more?
I went partners. You've gone to parents.
My partner doesn't listen to the podcast. Only my parents.
Well, he's like, no one I know listens to the podcast, so I'm fine.
You can say whatever you want, mate.
Stuff them all.
Yeah. Idiots. I do love that Grace's partner, Diana, got involved on the socials the other day. So we put a video up. If you haven't seen it, it's at the Jimmy and A Show. The Jimmy and A Show has all the radio stuff. And Nathan and I were laughing how Australia finally got to see the version of Grace that we do, who's, you know, pulling faces, always being annoyed, always judging. And, Nathan, did you see it?
Mama Yeah, Deleche I did see that. Imagine commented. Living with her.
Yeah. What did you think about that one, Grace?
Loved it. It's nice to be supported by my colleagues and my partner all at once.
That's good. We've always said we've loved Mama Deleche, though.
Yeah, I wasn't denying that.
No, you haven't. Let me finish. More than you.
No, fair. That's fair. We all love Diana. That's
cool. We do love Diana. No, I meant we love Grace more. Not
yeah,
we
no,
don't
that's,
love.
That's
you know
good.
What I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I'm not saying.
No.
We love, no. Because I'll get in trouble again. Diana doesn't listen. We're fine. Yeah. Anything we want to mention coming up on the podcast, on the show? Anything that you guys really enjoyed?
There is something I really want to mention, and it's something that I would love to do again as well. And it's something I love doing, things that we get told not to do. And then we do them anyway, and we have lots of fun. And that was Jimmy Nash rapid weather reports. Now, that's the thing. Normally with a national show, you can't do weather because you're broadcasting to so many different places. It would just take forever, which is why we opened it up to people to do it real quick, Jim.
Yes, rapid weather reports. I will say, I mean, you're going to hear it a little bit later in the podcast, but Nathan and I did not talk through it at all.
No, but that's the beauty of radio, isn't it? You figure it out.
I'm like, you need to say your name, where you're from, the weather, and then Nate's like, Stephanie from Melbourne, go! And then I'm like, that's my fault. We haven't...
Can I give a little bit of a peek
behind the curtains?
So when I'm out there on the phones teeing people up to be on the show, I like to give them a little rundown of, like, here's what probably will happen, might not.
That's why you're a good producer.
Yeah,
to do
exactly.
That.
So I had a whole list of people there waiting to give their weather report, and I was like, okay, so the boys are going to say, Dylan from Kempsey, you need to give your weather report. You're just going to give them the weather report real quickly. And then on air, you're like, okay, so they need to say their name and where they're from. And I've gone, all right, hang on. And I've gone through really quickly, and I was like, Dylan from Kempsey, okay, you need to say your name and where you're from, and then the weather. And then the boys are like, actually, no, don't. I had a conversation with like six people out there on the phone so quickly, and it was just, it was a lot. But you know what? Very lucky.
Who was the last one that we spoke to from Hobart?
Nick from Hobart.
Nick from Hobart. Yeah.
That was my favourite. We finally got to Nick, and Nathan goes, Nick from Hobart, how are you? Yeah. And he goes, good.
Good. And then we had to stop and go, oh, I screwed that up. Yeah. Sorry, Nick. Go again. Nick, look, what's the weather? And he goes, I'm good, boys.
Poor, confused, poor Nick.
He didn't get to do it, but he was also going to tell you, Nath, that there's no snow on the mountain
currently
in Hobart.
Oh, no! We didn't get to one of my favourite bits.
And you know what? I'm glad we didn't get to it. So.
Oh, that's a shame. And look, you know, it's funny that we all stuffed that up, like honestly, all three of us.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, without giving too much away, the show rating, it's how we finish each and every show. You'll hear it 10 out of 10. We all rate it. So.
Well, that's the thing, guys. We love a bit of chaos on the show, don't we?
Mm.
You know, we love
it when it goes wrong.
Oh.
Shows you that it's live, guys. Mm-hmm. Look.
Listen to this.
Wait, what about this? Hello?
Well, that's clearly pre-recorded. Oh, yes, get up and get moving, good, good people of Australia. Jump on board, of course. Welcome to Saturday, Jim. Here we go again. We are Jimmy and Nath. We're here with you every Saturday, Sunday, 7 till 9.
Nath, you know that we're sometimes a little slow here at the radio to jump on new songs. But I got a... I've got to tell you about this song. I was driving in this morning. I got this on repeat. I'm going to play it off my phone. I can't stop listening to
you
it.
Know what? You know I've got a whole library of things here. I could search for it.
Mate, I just said this is a new song. It's not in our library. We're not getting it till weeks later.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to go through the phone despite...
Oh, maybe, look. Maybe have a look for it. It's the new one with Elton John and Britney Spears. It's called Hold Me Closer.
Hold Me Closer. Surely we have that.
Where's Producer Grace? Come in the studio. Because I'll be upset if you haven't listened to it already.
I think she might be talking to somebody. I think somebody's already called through. No. To say I've heard that song too. I've got it for us. You want it?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Yeah, it's called The Hook, so I don't have the jazzy bit of it. So we can just listen to the whole thing of it here.
Just a bit here. Oh, you've got the start of it.
Yeah.
Have you heard it yet, Grace?
No. I've been very busy.
That's fine. It's so good. I was listening to it the whole way in, just on repeat.
I've heard it a few times as well.
So it's so a good. Sort of housey dance remix of Tiny Dancer.
How good is that? Britney's back.
Turn it up.
So is that you blasting this on the way into work, were you?
So I just want Australia to imagine Jimmy just this on repeat. Just
winding down the window. Britney's back, bitch!
I think, Grace, we covered this on Gossip Grace, whether it was weekends or late nights, and you brought it to the show. But I think I said I'd love for Elton, and I listened to the whole thing. Elton at no stage goes, Britney's back, bitch.
No, it doesn't happen. Oh, no. Surely. Let's do another re-release and at least get one Britney's Back bitch in there. I'd love it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, I want to ask now on 131060, do you find your partner doing the housework sexy? A new study published in the Journal of Sex Research found that women in equal relationships, so equal in terms of housework, so you're both doing the same amount, were more satisfied and had a higher sexual desire than those in unequal relationships. Right. So, fellas, it's not even about doing more housework. It's about doing the same amount. Equal. Equality. It's what we want.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So, if you're just doing the same amount housework, apparently, as your partner, our partners find that sexy.
Is there a particular piece of housework or a particular chore that is top-line sexy?
What a great question from you, Nate.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm just playing the role of the listener here, aren't I?
You're a great listener. I've always said that. Well, I've actually got the top three here, Nate.
Excellent.
These are the top three household chores that apparently the women of Australia love their men doing.
Excellent. Okay.
Now, how do you want them? 3-1? 1-3?
Least sexy to most sexy.
Okay. Well, no, apparently these are all sexy.
But aren't they ranked, though?
Well, yeah, but I mean, don't say it's least sexy. Okay. These are all sexy.
Oh, okay. Least... Most sexy, three to one.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was looking for. Your options were 1-3 or 3-1?
3-1.
So in third is laundry. So washing, hanging out, putting away, etc.
I wonder what the sexiest part of that is. You know what I mean? Because that's three different exercises really there, isn't it?
Well, so these are different things. The one I'll be surprised, vacuuming's not on there. There's no vacuuming.
Oh, really? Apparently, I thought that would be right up there.
No, apparently the women of Australia enjoy their own vacuuming.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's what this study's found. Apparently, some people find it very therapeutic to, you know, just really walk around the house with a... So third's laundry. Mm-hmm. Two is bins, and that includes taking them out, emptying them, you know, all that sort of stuff, the bin stuff.
Mm, okay, yeah.
Putting the bin out to the curb.
Really surprised me.
Bringing the bin in. And the number one thing that apparently the women of Australia find sexy is the dishes.
Doing the dishes,
A man that will do the dishes, that will load the washing machine, that will unload the washing machine and put the stuff away, all the dishes.
It takes a lot of skill, the dishes, a lot of the time, especially if you're loading the dishwasher. You know, if you've got a lot of dishes, you know what I mean? I'm not very good at it. It's not very sexy. But my partner, Meg...
You're not good at housework.
No,
I live with you.
No,
you're
100%. Awful. Which is why I don't do it, you know what I mean? Because it creates more work.
That's why I never came onto you when we were living together. Because you never lifted a finger.
No, 100%.
You're not getting any of this.
No.
This is all mine.
And that, I know
Grace,
that was...
would you like to jump in at any stage?
No, you two were just
I was
going
at
it.
Mate, I texted you at the start of this break and said, get in here. And then you looked at me and went, just shook your head.
Really? No.
Yeah.
So I think what happened, that was a classic miscommunication where I didn't see that text and I must have been shaking my head at Nate. So I'm really sorry about that.
Oh.
How have I been drawn into this?
No, I thought you looked at me and said, hey, have those tech issues been fixed? And I was going, no. Oh. So well, sorry, that was genuinely said, just a miscommunication.
Yeah, Grace, you come to the studio and I just saw you go, nah, I'm good. No, I'm gonna sit out housework and
I'm surprised mowing the lawn isn't on there. Because I thought mowing the lawn or doing some gardening would be sexy. Because, you know, if it's tops off in the hot weather, you know what I mean?
Like Another great question, Nath, because I also have that. Apparently not considered housework. Outside of the house and also considered something that apparently the women of Australia think men should do.
Yeah, so I guess essentially what this study is saying is there are a lot of people in relationships where women have job and men have job. And if men help with job, that's sexy.
Yeah, okay. I think, you know what, you've simplified it.
Yeah,
now I understand.
Now you understand, yeah.
Grace has done it. Now, look, again, this study is you know, men and women in relationships. Now, for those who don't know, Grace, our producer, is in a same-sex relationship. How do you find the housework? Do you find your partner doing it? Do you do it sexy, whatnot?
No, I am actually really bad at housework. I get very tired. Unfortunately, my partner does do more of the housework than I do. But if I am trying to be sexy and trying to be like, I would really want to do something nice to my partner, I will make sure that, you know, I'll cook a nice dinner and the house is clean. So that is definitely something I do.
Right, okay.
In that sense.
Maybe this is what I'm missing out on. You know what I mean? What? I just need to
Grace.
Do more. Because you describing that has really just got me going.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Yeah, but just now we've asked 131060, do you find your partner doing the housework sexy? This is after a new study published in the Journal of Sex Research here in Australia found that women in equal relationships, so that is equal in terms of housework,
sure.
So the man and the woman both doing the same amount of housework, were more satisfied and had a higher sexual desire than those in unequal relationships. So we have asked the question, 131060, do you find your partner doing the housework sexy? Because I'll be honest, I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't think I'm sexy when I'm doing the housework. You know what I mean?
Just haven't seen yourself, mate. I've seen you scrubbing the shower. I'm
bending over, putting a dish in the dishwasher. You like this?
I mean, you don't need to wear that outfit that you wear when you do it, but I'm glad you do.
Those arseless chaps.
Hayley from Hobart. Hi, Hayley.
Hey, guys. How are we?
We're good, Hayley. Do you find your partner doing housework sexy?
Look, I find it irritating. So when he does the housework, he makes a big song and dance about it. And I was like, dude, I work full time as well, plus do the kid thing and look after you. How's it any more different than when I'm doing it?
Right, okay.
Like, so it just irritates me. And then, like, if I'm doing the dishes or something, he'll come up behind me and be like, oh, babe, that's so sexy. I'm like, yeah, no, get away from me. I was like, just get away from me. Just don't touch me. Leave me alone.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair enough. You're trying to do a job there, Hayley. And also, it sounds like the only reason he's doing it is to try and get approval, not to actually help the household, correct?
Oh, yeah, he's trying to get something, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think I know what he's trying to get.
Enza from Melbourne, what are your thoughts on this? Do you find your partner doing housework sexy?
Well, I wouldn't say sexy so much, but we all work and we all live busy lives. So if everybody contributes to the household chores, it just makes life easier and everybody gets along much better.
A great attitude, Enza. Totally.
Yeah, so
agree.
Enza, you're saying it's not, it's not sexy, but potentially it could help a relationship if, you know, you're both doing an equal amount of work around the house.
Look, I agree with that because, you know, if no one's fighting over which chore to do and the chores get done, you get more time together. And, you know, and it does, because it makes the relationship much better.
Oh,
you know, so, yeah, I do agree with that.
That's beautiful.
And you know what they
smart.
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
Good to know that is still true.
That's true.
Thank you, Enza.
I've stood by that since I was like 12.
We haven't never been married. Yeah. Millie from Dandenong, thoughts on this, Mill? Do you find your partner doing housework sexy?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Is there a chore in particular that they do?
The dishwasher.
The dishwasher. Talk us through, Millie. Why do you think the dishwasher is a sexy chore?
I don't know. It's just like he normally leaves his dishes in the sink. So when he does it, like the dishwasher, it's just 10 out of 10.
Nice. Okay. Grace is out there shaking her head.
Sorry, my
so
God.
So far.
I've never. That's probably the most judgy I've seen, Grace.
Like.
And I mean, like, what's your thoughts there, Grace?
No, I just think it's like, that's wonderful when your partner does that for you, but
the bar needs to be higher. I'm so sorry, Millie.
Hey, you leave alone there.
You're not wrong.
No, Millie, just quickly, Grace doesn't do any chores at home, okay?
Yeah, she does nothing.
Like, so she's not really in a position to judge. Yeah. Millie, you can check out your partner while he's stacking the dishwasher, okay? That's all yours, mate, all right?
Thank you.
Good idea. Back to regular programming.
And also, Grace at the time was like angry, shaking. And then we put her on air and she's like, oh, well, I was just thinking that maybe.
Honestly, her head was shaking that much. I thought it was going to leave her shoulders.
It's like a bobblehead in real life.
Bonnie from Kingaroy. Bonnie, to wrap things up, what do you think? Do you find your partner sexy when they do housework?
Especially when they're vacuuming. That little tight ass of theirs wiggles.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Live across the country, you got the Jimmy and Nate Show. Please welcome producer Grace for a hit of goss. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Allegedly, Jennifer Lopez refuses to work with Virgos.
Right.
This is interesting. So this has come from Glee star Heather Morris, who has revealed some secrets from her days as a professional dancer on a podcast, including this. So apparently, after a full day of auditions on one occasion, J-Lo walked into a room and asked everyone that was a Virgo to identify themselves by putting their hand up.
Oh,
she then apparently whispered to her assistant, thanked the dancers for coming, and told them they had to leave after a full day of auditioning.
Oh, that's ruthless.
Yes.
She's like a dance mum. Virgos, leave.
I don't understand.
No, so, I mean...
Hey, Jim, I'd like to second that. I also don't understand.
Nath, you're right. It's very rude and whatnot, but I don't get it.
So they haven't provided heaps of extra context on top of this. Apparently there is some hearsay to this story. Virgos like to have things a certain way if you believe in horoscopes and astrology.
I don't.
Okay.
Well, which ones are Virgos? Where?
Virgos, September. So Diana, my partner, is a Virgo.
Oh. Okay.
That explains
a lot.
When I was a kid, Mum used to get the paper and she would read out me and Dad, because me and Dad are both Librans. Mm. So she'd read out the star sign for both Dad and I, and then she's Scorpio, so she'd read out that. I don't believe it. You're telling me that when you're born determines your personality? Nah.
Well, apparently, producer Trial Trin, come on in here, is a Virgo. Producer Trial Trin
and
is
this,
a...
And this is where we fire her.
Go on that one, Trini. So...
Trin, I'm sick of the sledging.
Trin, we've loved everything you've done for the show, but we're big fans of J-Lo, and just in solidarity, obviously, we're going to have to let you go right now. So thanks for all your work.
I'm sure you said some really nice things, but I don't have headphones on, Jimmy, so I can't hear you.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, I just want to remind everyone, you can call Lifeline 13 11 14 for 24/7 confidential support from a trained Lifeline crisis supporter. You and I are big mental health guys.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to do one of these talky talks and then be like at the end, call 13 11 14, guys. We'll smash it out. And look, I've called them many times. They're great. And how about this for a fact, Nath, as well? Every 30 seconds, a person in Australia reaches out to Lifeline for help.
That's
every
great.
30 seconds.
That's great. That means that service is so useful, and we encourage anybody, if you do need it, 13 11 14. We'll keep saying that number.
13 11 14. Not to be confused with our number, which is 13 10 60. 13 11 14 is Lifeline. Nath, new research has found that Australians facing financial troubles are twice as likely to have mental health issues than others. Mm. I'll be honest, to me, not maybe something we needed a study for. You know, I think one of the great pressures in life is
financial.
Finances.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in any way, shape or form, be it rent, be it groceries, be it petrol, whatever it is, of course, that has got to be, if not the number one stress put on people.
Yeah. But, you know, this is from our friends at Beyond Blue. They've said the findings support anecdotal evidence. I had to practice that word before.
It's a hard word, isn't it? Anecdotal.
Well, because it's A-N-E-C-D-O-T, anecdotal.
Why can't you just say evidence? You know what I mean? Why do we need anecdotal?
Right.
You're not happy with that either? What?
No, it's Jimmy got it wrong anyway.
Okay, what is it then, mate?
It's anecdotal.
Sorry, was that completely different to what I said?
Honestly, I had no idea what you were talking about until just then.
Beyond Blue said the findings support elephant evidence. Money struggles can lead to stress. Diagnosable mental health conditions. This is from Beyond Blue Chief Executive Georgie Harmon. Financial well-being and mental health are influenced by social inequality, financial literacy, relationships, shame and stigma about both money and mental health, work status, physical and psychological health, and financial and mental health literacy. Our life experience means we all respond differently to financial and mental health challenges, and there will always be issues outside of our control that impact our finances. Just ask many renters and mortgage holders.
Absolutely.
And as we've been chatting about in the show a lot, Nath, whether it be late nights or weekends, you know, it's so hard to get a mortgage. Your money's going up, interest rates going up,
it's honestly,
rents are going up, and
it's insane. It's as somebody who is trying to get a mortgage at the moment, no chance, absolutely no chance.
Well, you've given up and gone.
I've given up
to renting.
Gone to renting, and also, how long did that take me to try and find a rental property that I could afford? It's honestly, it is unbelievable.
I know we've shared this story before. We were playing golf with a bloke one day who, you know, we were chatting about his job and whatever, and he's like, boys, he was just saying to us, I can't, you know, find a rental at the moment for him and his son. So him and his son living out of their car.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah, he's got a full-time job, kids going to school, but just couldn't find a rental because of, you know, there is a housing crisis facing Australia. I just wanted to remind people that, you know, there are services. I mean, Beyond Blue, they've got their own service. That's 1-300-224-636. Mm-hmm. Lifeline's there, 13, 11, 14. As I mentioned, every 30 seconds, someone's calling that. But I know, Nath, you know, you and I are big on trying to have those conversations with family and friends. You know, maybe there is someone, you mentioned, like, there's, you know, yourself was trying to get the mortgage and stuff. There's so many people out there who are facing those things. And if you are listening to the show this morning and you have a friend or family member that is, you know, potentially going through one of those financial, you know, stresses or difficulties, reach out to them.
Well, yeah, that's maybe the thing. That's what we try to normalize those conversations, Jim. Mm. I mean, you and I, we try, as you just said, you brought this to the show, but we try and have those as much as possible to make it okay for people to have those conversations. Whatever those stresses are, be they financial or whatever, talk about them. Talk about them with people. And if you see people struggling, reach out to those people as well to talk
about them. Yeah, and look, when I'm saying that, I guess, you know, to people listening as well, I'm not saying you got to go to your mates and say, hey, here's some money.
No.
You know, it's sometimes it really is as easy as, or as simple as just having, you know, having a talk and listening. You know, you don't have to solve someone's problems. You can just sit there and listen to them, and it's good for, you know, the venting and getting it out.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nath, a bad weather forecast on St. Stephen's Day has cost a Hungarian weather chief their job.
Oh.
Yeah. It was dubbed to be Europe's biggest fireworks display ever.
Oh, huge. So this is on their special celebration, whatever it is.
St. Stephen's Day. With over 40,000 fireworks set to be released into the skies for a national celebration. 40,000.
No.
However, this Hungarian weather forecast, he issued a warning saying that severe weather would require the celebrations to be cancelled. He said thunderstorms and rain and wind. And so, well, everyone went, well, we've got to cancel.
We can't do the 40,000 fireworks. They won't work. It's dangerous.
So the government was forced to postpone the event, which caused a furious outpour from many Hungarians because businesses had got involved, you know, come down, have dinner here to watch the big fireworks display. People had taken time off to go to this, you know, watch this fireworks display. So everyone's pissed off, right?
Outpour from the Hungarians, just not from the clouds. Thanks, mate.
Geez, you're on today.
I know.
It's a bit early for a show rating, but you're getting a 10 out of 10.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate it. It's all downhill from here.
Yeah. So then the day came around, clear skies, blue skies, everything was fine.
Oh, God.
Hungarians now even more pissed off. Because
they've got a good day that they've planned indoor activities probably.
Well, yeah, they cancel, everyone cancelled their events, travelling, all that stuff. And then it turns out it's clear day, so now everyone's going, what the hell? I've cleared my day out. So they've all gone, hey, this bloke needs to be fired. The innovation minister, Laszlo Planwicz,
couldn't have said it better myself.
sacked them with immediate effect.
Oh, they got sacked. Don't ruin our biggest. Don't ruin the fireworks in Hungary, mate. You're done.
St. Stephen's Day. It's the biggest day. 40,000 fireworks. Absolutely sacked.
Yeah.
Now, look, I know weather can be hard. Now, we don't really do weather on our show.
Well, it's very difficult because we're on everywhere, you know, so it's very difficult.
It is. Because, look, you know, a lot of you, if you listen to this show, you probably, I'd hope that you listen to your brekkie show Monday to Friday, wherever you are around the country, and they probably do have weather reports because it's a lot easier, you know, in the Fox in Melbourne, they can do their weather report, you know what I mean? Because they know what's happening there. Wherever you are around Australia, you can do your weather report. Now, we can't do one, but Nathan, I love our weather. It's nothing better than, you know, you come into work and you go, bloody rain and outside, isn't it? Blowing cats and dogs off chains.
Oh, 100%, mate.
So this is very exciting because we are a brekkie show. We're doing breakfast here Saturday morning. So Nathan and I are going to launch Jimmy and Ace Rapid Weather Reports.
Jimmy and Ace Rapid Weather Reports.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. This is the thing. They said it can't be done. If you're doing a national show, you can't do individual weather reports because it would just take too long. Well, that's why we're making them rapid, Jim. That's why we're allowing people to call right now, 131060. We don't have a weather reporter on this show because you can all do it, and you can all do it for us right now. 131060, wherever you are, call up and give us your rapid weather report. We want to include as many people as we can, Jim. That's the key to this, I think.
And yeah, and we didn't want to do it, and we didn't want to get a weather person. We thought there's no better way than to go to the good people of Australia. Because you're listening to this show all around the country. So, I mean, all we're going to do is, as Nate said, it's going to be very quick because we want to get as many weather reports from around the country as possible. We'll throw to you. You say where you are and you say what the weather's doing.
Perfect.
We'll
all
go
right.
to the next person.
We'll do a quick example, right? Okay, so let's, Jim, make up a place. Well, where do you want to be from? Where do you want to be from?
Hobart.
Okay, let's just say you're in Hobart. So we're like, Jim from Hobart.
Hi, Nath. I'm in Hobart right now. It's really, really foggy.
Perfect, mate. That's what we need. That is spot on. Exactly what we need. So 131060. Good people.
You said make up a place. I was like, Woozle Wozzle Town. I was
like, oh, Woozle Wozzle Town.
It's really sunny.
All right, 131060. Australia, jump on the phones right now. Wherever you are, if you want to be one of our national weather reporters, this is called Jimmy and Nate's Rapid Weather Reports. We're going to get through as many weather forecasts as we can. But to do that, we need you to call right now, 131060. We will take your calls next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
You got the Jimmy and Ace Show, the show that is now introducing Jimmy and Ace Rapid Weather Report.
Jimmy and Ace Rapid Weather Reports.
Yeah, here's what we're asking. 131060, Jim. It's not normal for a national show to do weather reports because it's very difficult to cover all the land that we're broadcasting to. Not here, Jim. We're giving it a go. We're making it real rapid, as many as we can.
Nathan, I love the weather. You know, it's just a great conversation starter. You don't really know someone. You go, geez, raining outside. Oh, what a beautiful day. So we love our weather. We got told by the bosses, Jimmy and Nathan, you can't do weather on the show. You just can't do it.
Mm.
And we don't take no for an answer here at the Jimmy and Nathan Show.
We also don't listen. We also don't listen to the bosses.
Yes, you're right. I didn't actually remember the bosses saying that. Producer Grace told me earlier when I said, hey, we're going to do this on the show. And she goes, Jimmy, the bosses said don't do it. And I was like, well, Grace, we don't listen.
So. No, that we just do our own thing anyway. Forgiveness, not permission. That's the Jimmy and Nathan way. All right, so how this is going to work is we're going to rip through as many places as we can. 131060, still jump on the phone right now if you want to get your weather report in, because we want to get through as many as we can to try and cover as much of Australia as possible. All right, Jim, are you ready to kick off the first ever?
Just quickly, just a reminder, everyone, the people who are on the phones we're about to go to, so we need your name, where you're from, and what the weather's doing.
Yeah. Name, where you're from, and what the weather's doing is exactly what we need. Okay,
so name,
where you're from,
and what the weather's doing.
Okay, it's good to make that clear beforehand because this is going to happen fast. Okay, all right, let's go to Christy. Hello, Christy. Welcome to the show. We got you there. Chrissy. Okay, Chrissy, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Wait, sorry, Nathan, you're going to go to everyone. Are you ready and can you hear us? Because that's really going to blow
this
gonna out.
It's going to slow this down. Okay. Chrissy from the Mornington Peninsula, go.
Well, I'm heading up the Mornington Peninsula Freeway boys in their Jimmy and Nate chopper. And I have noticed there is a lot of fog in the area and a small minor accident on the side of the freeway.
We're doing traffic as well. That's good.
I love that. It's weather and traffic. And Nate, we're probably going to change it. If you're going to throw them with their name, they don't need to say their name. So it'll be you say the name, you say the location, you fire a little noise, then they give us the report.
Because I'll need to do that so they know how to when to talk. All right.
No, we're just figuring out as we go, guys. It's live radio.
It's why the boss has told us not to. Keelan.
I'm figuring out why we're told not to.
Keelan from Bathurst. Go, Keelan.
Hi, in Bathurst today, it is sunny with a top of 6 degrees so far and a few clouds in the sky going past.
James from Bribie Island. You didn't hear it. I'll try again. James from Bribey Island.
Hey, James is Bribey. We got full size in cold weather.
Didn't hear any of that, but that's fine. Good on you for getting through.
Weather's bad on Bribey Island.
Bree from the Gold Coast. Bree from the Gold Coast.
It's sunny and beautiful, 17 degrees.
Boom. Nick from Hobart. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how are we? 6 degrees.
Nate, that was
foggy.
Nick. We'll get back to you. Nate, that was your fault. You asked him how he was.
Sorry, Nick, I shouldn't
and
have asked.
And of course he's gonna be like, hey mate, Nick, you've done everything right.
Nick, that's totally my fault, Nick.
You threw me in the deep end there.
No, that's so that, you know what, Nick? I'm gonna own that and we're gonna finish this properly. I'm gonna go again. Nick from Hobart!
How are we? 6 degrees, foggy.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
It's time for another Hemsworth update.
Hey, this is Chris Hemsworth.
Hey, I'm Liam Hemsworth. Oh, hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
Yes, if you are new to the show, Nathan, I just love giving you an update on Australia's favourite family. And for us, that's a Hemsworth family.
100%.
Nathan, this one is about the head honcho of the Hemsworth family. It's Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, Christopher.
And a luxurious Mermaid Beach property on the Gold Coast, where Chris Hemsworth was rumoured to have stayed while filming, has changed hands in an eye-watering $19 million deal.
$19 million. That's unbelievable.
This is, okay, I love this, right? Mm. So I don't know if you heard me there. I rumoured to have stayed. So this isn't a place that Chris owned, and we don't actually have confirmation that
right.
he was there.
But I can guarantee they used it on the marketing. 100%
yes.
sure
so
they did.
I did some looking, I did some deep diving, and yes, it was all that buy the house that Chris lived in. Chris loved this place. Chris said a great view. I don't know if any of that's true.
Yeah, right.
He was rumoured to have taken up some place of residency or living or renting somewhere on the Gold Coast during 2020 because he was filming Escape from Spiderhead, a Netflix film that both Nathan and I saw. And
it sucks.
I mean, we love
Chris
Hemsworth.
I mean, look, we love Chris. We do the Chris Hemsworth, but I'm going to keep him honest to the movies. He's great in Thor. That movie sucks. And also Extraction, if we're talking about crap ones. That one also sucks. But as Thor,
we love the Hemsworths, but geez, these movies, stinkers. I love the idea of Escape from Spotted. I just don't know if it.
No, that's it. We enjoyed the concept. I just like the finish wasn't great.
Yeah,
the finish wasn't good.
The middle was also questionable.
It was a good start. It came out swinging.
I love this. And so there's no proof that he stayed at this place whatsoever. There were rumours that he was living maybe on the Gold Coast. But again, he could have been travelling. Gold Coast to Byron, where he lives, isn't that far.
I just always find, we care? Like, who cares?
Mate, someone cared enough to pay $19 million, which is about $9 million more. Apparently, than the apartment next door.
Actually, to be fair, I can't talk. When I went to LA for the first time, I did one of those phony trips where you go around and see where all the celebrities live. So I can't talk.
Yeah.
And also, I've been to Byron, and me and my partner drove around to try and find where Chris lives. So
I think
part of the problem.
Fine. You didn't end up buying a place because maybe he was there once.
That's because I don't have $19 million.
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
Jimmy and Nathan are on in the land down under.
Aussie.
During the show, the boys have thunder.
Yeah.
Can you dial? Can you call the number? They wanna know.
So anybody, how are you?
Yes, thank you, Lara. 131060 Australia. It's a very simple question. We need you to jump on the phones, answer it for us right now. 131060, where the bloody hell are you? Where are you listening to the show right now? Give us your town, your city, your suburb. Tell us something different about it, something fun. What's it known for? Something quirky so we can help put it on a map. And eventually, Jim, you and I want to get around to these places.
We certainly do, Nath. I want to shout someone out that is listening to the show at the moment. So it's come from my dad. My dad's just messaged me. And he said, can you shout someone out? And I was like, we don't usually do, you know, personal shout-outs on the show.
Because we open the floodgates, then God, will they'll come in.
All our friends and family will start messaging us. Just getting messages out.
It's your Auntie Donna's birthday. Can you say happy 72?
Uncle Steve's trying to sell a car. Can you do it on the radio? This is interesting. So this lady that I'm shouting out is listening in Samford Valley, which is in Queensland. Southeast Queensland. It's near Brisbane.
Sure.
And if you've been a long-term listener of the show, you know about the camel attack story.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So your mother, shout out to Mum Sue, she was attacked by a camel on a friend's farm. This farm is in Sanford Valley.
Oh.
The owner of said camel, Nath, is listening to the show this morning.
Wow.
From Sanford.
The famous camel story. One of the great radio yarns that the Jimmy and A show is known for. And it's not even told by us. It's told by your beautiful mother, Sue.
We've had Mum on a couple of times to tell her Mum was attacked by a camel in Sanford.
It is a funny story, but it was nasty at the time.
Nasty at the time. Mum's got a good sense of humour. She can talk about it now. She's fine. But she was attacked by a camel because she came between two camels that were
having a go at it.
Yeah, they're on heat. Mum didn't know.
Camels humping. Get it?
Then she had to go to the hospital and they were like, so what are you here for? I was like, I was attacked by a camel. They went, no, you weren't. So shout out to Janelle.
Good
Janelle,
on you.
Janelle listens in Sanford.
Perfect. And that's what we want.
Probably looking at the camels right now.
Well, that's
what a memory. What a story.
That's what we were talking to the camels. Go, you guys are on the radio. You guys are on the radio. But that's what we want. We want to know where you are and what you're known for. That particular place is known for the famous camel attack.
Sanford Valley is known for their wild camels.
All right. 131060 Australia. This is where you jump on the phones right now. You answer that simple question. Where the bloody hell are you? What's your town, your suburb, wherever you are, jump on the phones. 131060, tell us where you're listening to the show.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Yeah, it's a very simple question, Jim, and that's the answer that we crave. 131060 Australia, where the bloody hell are you? Where are you listening to the show? We want to put you on a map and eventually we want to get out to all these beautiful places that we are broadcasting to, Jim. But we can't do that without the good people of Australia letting us know.
Yes, so they need to tell us. I don't want to say. You said it all. It's one of those things where it's like, I need to say something, but you've done it.
Yeah,
done
but normally
job,
you've got a little bit of colour. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just provide the outline. I thought,
Devin, where you are? Ooh, it's fun.
Kai, welcome to the show. Hello, Kai. We got you there.
Hello.
Kai, where the bloody hell are you?
Wagga Wagga, New South Wales.
Wagga Wagga, beautiful place, beautiful part of the country. Why do you love Wagga, Kai?
Oh, because almost every day I'm going down a new street and finding something new.
Love that. So plenty of streets in Wagga, Kai.
Yep. Kai, even though it's not that big.
Wow.
Do you have a favourite street, Kai?
Favourite street, probably the main street, because that's where all the good restaurants are.
Yeah, it's a good point, isn't it?
You main want a street restaurants.
You want a street with stuff on it, don't you, Kai?
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise there's no point going down those streets.
Main street? No, restaurants.
Michelle. Hi, Mish. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Mish. Where the bloody hell are you?
In Cooloman.
Cooloman?
Cooloman.
Where's Cooloman, Mish?
It's 40 kilometres northeast of Wagga.
Right, okay. So just around the corner from Main Street in Wagga. Mish, why do you love Cooloman?
It's a beautiful little town. I moved here from Sydney. It's only about 2,500 people. I never thought I'd live in a small country town, but it's just beautiful.
I just love that. Is there anything, any must-dos if we were to come out there and visit? Like, what's the one thing we should see or do?
Cooloman Cheese Factory.
Oh, okay. What kind of
I
cheese?
Do love cheese.
What cheese are they doing out there, Mish?
Cheese.
All sorts of cheese. Make it on the premises. It's amazing. All soft cheeses, hard cheeses, blue.
Oh, cheese as big as your head. How good is that?
They are.
There you go. Damo.
We're going to go there for the head cheese. That's where we're going.
Damo, wrap things
lads
up. Oh, hello, Damo. Where the bloody
hell are you?
There you
go.
We're good, mate.
We're unreal. We're just on the way to the football grand final for my son's rugby union, and I'm in beautiful Port Macquarie, mate.
Oh,
the place is hidden secrets.
Beautiful.
Well, let's just go back to footy. What's your son's team? Give him a shout out.
Let's go for all Cannonballs. Cannonballs women are in the grand final. Cannonballs Reggie's in the grand final. Cannonballs 18s, which my son's in the grand final. All down at the beautiful Oxley Oval at Port Macquarie on such a beautiful sunny day.
Oh, let's go to Cannonballs!
We're going to Cannonballs, guys!
Let's go, baby!
I mean, should we ask Damo, why else? Why else do you love Port Macquarie? I mean, apart from footy.
Port Macquarie's such a beautiful place. That's why, you know, over the last 15 years it's so overpopulated. But we can't help that with changes on the East Coast because like, everyone wants to come to the East Coast, you know what I mean? But Port Macquarie has got so many hidden secrets, mate. Do you know that from the church that we were married in, there's tunnels that go underground where they used to shuffle the prisoners to work to the bakeries and so forth?
Oh, my God. So there's secret underground Port Macquarie church tunnels?
Yeah, yeah, for the prisoners from the jail, the courthouse and so forth. Look it up. That's... You can Google it.
Oh, no, I believe you, Damo. I believe you.
We don't want to Google here at this show. We just want to take people on their word.
I just want to come to Port Macquarie.
Well, my word's the word.
Yeah.
Because I got married in the church, and as I was explaining to the priest what I think of ministers, he said, oh, there's a tunnel there, and that's where the prisons all used to go to. You want to have a look? And I've gone, no, mate, it's all good.
Good on you, Damo. Go the cannonballs, all right?
Go the cannonballs!
Good on you, Damo. I love this. Port Macquarie, the secret tunnels, producer Grace.
How cool. I had no idea.
Jesus.
What's wrong with that? I didn't know.
I don't know. It just didn't seem genuine.
No, it did seem genuine, but like, what's the other option you knew? So you already, like, just say, wow, that's so fascinating. Don't go, I didn't know.
Can't do anything right on this show. Bloody hell.
Well, as long as you figured that out, that's the main thing. So.
What's the motto of the Jimmy Nash show is nobody's ever right. That's
the thing. None of us are. But somehow, even though Jimmy, Nath, producer Grace are all wrong constantly, somehow, guys, you're not going to believe it. It's time for the show rating. We rate the show out of 10, give you a reason why somehow you two have pulled out a 10.
A 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Phenomenal. You know what? I'm also giving it a 10 out of 10. It's a 10 out of 10, guys.
10 out of 10s all round. What a wonderful day.
Oh, you've done it again, haven't you?
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.